Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. So glad that you joined today. Today, we'll be talking about forming a small business. So the legal way to actually form your business so that it's recognized by the state and the government. Today's crystal is one that I really like, and I like it because it just tells me that everyone can start somewhere for forming their business. The crystal is a big business starts small. And this crystal was quoted by Richard Branson. So all big businesses had to start off as a small seed. So as you're considering starting a business, or possibly you already have a business and you want to just make sure you have it legally formed correctly so that it can be recognized, keep in mind that all of these businesses start small. They start from an idea, just a nugget that you have. And then that is what you actually bring to life and bring the business to life and then help it to grow. So if you think about the big businesses that you know, maybe McDonald's, Coca-Cola, Tesla, some of the IT businesses, Amazon, all of these businesses started off as just a small idea. They didn't start off as the big conglomerates that you may know of them, you know them as right now. So starting small is just the way to go. You have to get started. And when you start, it's important to have a strong business foundation. And that includes setting up the legal entity for the business so that it's recognized and you can get all of the benefits that businesses have in this country. So the two legal entities that we'll talk about today are LLCs and S corporations. But before we get into those, I just want to recap the last podcast. So last time we talked about financing real estate. And the quote was another one, or crystal of that day was another one that I like a lot as well. It was 90% of millionaires became so through owning real estate. So started talking this year a good bit about real estate, owning real estate. And it's just such a great way to generate wealth for yourself, for your family, for future generations. So real estate is something that we all can benefit from. Whether we own it or not, we're all utilizing real estate because we're walking around on this earth. So it's good if you are able to own a piece of real estate, to own a piece so that you can start to generate wealth for yourself and your family. So today's topic, though, is around reimagining success for your life. But business entities are used for all types of businesses, including real estate, but also, you know, any business that you can think of having. You still need to have a solid foundation by setting up and forming its entity. So like I said, we'll start talking about LLCs and S corporations only. C corporations are for companies that are typically larger and have lots of shareholders or want to go public. But I'm going to focus on the ones that typically smaller businesses use or at least get started with. So first, I'll give you the definition of LLC. LLC stands for a limited liability company. So it's a business structure that offers limited liability protection and pass-through taxation. As with corporations, the LLC legally exists as a separate entity from its owners. Therefore, owners cannot typically be held personally responsible for the business debts and liabilities. So that's really important. Many people set up an LLC, and I'm going to use real estate as the backdrop for talking about it, for talking about the LLC right now. If you have a property and a person in there slips, falls, gets hurt, injured, you know, they may have the they may want to sue you, but you don't want to be sued and your personal house is subject to getting taken away, your personal property. If you form your a business, a separate company, the only things that'll be a part of that suit are whatever falls under that business or LLC, if you form it as an LLC. So that's why it's limited liability company and limited liability protection. You're not liable personally, for instance, for things and issues that can happen in your business. So that is a very important thing to have if you're a business owner, because you don't want to lose your whole, you know, your own personal property if anything happens with your business. Another example is a fire or some type of natural disaster or something like that with your business. You don't want to be held personally liable, but your business can be held liable. You can have your business insured to take care of that. So that's one benefit of an LLC and one reason why any person who has a business should get them an LLC. The second one is around taxation. So a good bonus for the LLC is pass-through taxation. So the LLC allows for pass-through taxation as its income is not taxed at the entity level. However, a tax return for the LLC must be completed if the LLC has more than one owner. Any LLC income is or loss as shown on this return is passed through to the owner. The owners, also called members, must then report the income or loss on their personal tax returns and pay any necessary taxes. So the good thing about an LLC as well is that you can file your taxes, but you file as an individual. So the business taxes pass through to your individual tax return. So you don't have to file two taxes. You don't get double tax as in a C corporation. So that's the other one of the other business benefits of forming an LLC. The third benefit is that you can take advantage of some of the business, the tax advantages given to businesses. So you can write off and deduct a portion of your office. And if that's in your home, that means you can deduct a portion of your home expenses, which includes the utilities, phone, anything you use, utilize towards your business. So those are all deductions that you can take as a business owner with an LLC. So these are some of the benefits of starting an LLC. And like I said, very important to have if you are a business owner or running a business yourself. Now I'm going to talk about an S corporation. Have any of you heard of S corporation? I hadn't. I always thought of more of corporations as being C corporations. But I'm going to talk to you a little bit about an S corporation. This is another good option for those who are starting a small business or who have already have a small business. You might want to consider switching it from an LLC to an S corporation. All right, an S corporation was started in 1958, and that was started by the government in order to provide relief for small business owners who had C corporations, and these C corporations were double taxed. Now, let me just explain a little bit about the double taxation. C corporations actually have to file, they're its own business entity that must file income taxes on behalf of the business itself. So the corporation pays income taxes, and the income it distributes to its shareholders as dividends is taxed again as personal income to the shareholders. So people with C corporations were getting double taxed, or still do actually, still set up like this. But for years, small businesses complained that double taxation was making it hard for them to succeed and generate a profit. So that's why Congress amended the IRS code to provide small businesses with relief from double taxation. So they added that chapter S to the Internal Revenue Code and named it the S Corporation. So S corporations are for sole business owners, one person businesses. So that's what it is for. Whereas the C corporation is more for a conglomerate or a larger group of people. But the main difference is how they are taxed. And S corporations are taxed by the IRS as pass-through entities, just like the LLC that we just talked about. S corporations also can get passed through taxation. And the S corporation doesn't pay federal income tax on its business income the way a C corporation does. Instead, business income deductions, losses, and other tax items flow through or pass through to the business owner. So that business owner can file an individual tax return, and then that the taxes for the business will flow through into their individual tax return. So any losses, they can actually file claim on their taxes, and any gains as well. So it relieves the S corporations from having to be double taxed like the C corporations. So just to compare the two, LLC versus S corp, the LLC and S corp both provide liability protection. So you need that if someone were to sue your business, you don't want it to pull the rug from under your whole house and your whole family where you don't, you know, they can go after all of your money. So they both provide that liability protection that's critical when operating a business. They both offer flow through as well. The LLC does limit the flow through depending on what your income is. So I do recommend for higher income earners, go ahead and get that S corporation. The S corporation is more similar to the C corporation minus that pass through option for your taxes. Now, I will say another difference. This is a difference between the LLC and the S corporation. The S corporation is federally recognized and globally recognized, where the LLC is not. It's more of a state recognizing your state and not necessarily on the federal level. Now, the S corporation does, you do have to have additional paperwork, like an annual filing, whereas the LLC does not have that. But I do recommend for higher income earners to go ahead and do that S corp corporation. That'll give you all the liability protection you need and also the pass-through that you need for your taxes so that you aren't double taxed if you have a C corporation. So this is a great way, like I said, to start the foundation, a solid foundation for your business is by developing and setting up your business entity. Now, you may ask, how can I do this? You know, I have a business. I want to go ahead and set up the business entity, or I have a LLC. I want to change it to an S corporation. I would always advise you to talk to your tax advisor to help you figure out what is best for you and your situation. But also, you can set up these on your own by using LegalZoom or something, another online platform like that to set up these. LegalZoom makes it very easy to set up your business. They walk you through step by step, and then you can set it up and be legally formed and organized. They file everything, that send all the paperwork that needs to go to the state or to the federal government so that you can get your tax ID and be legally recognized by your state. So yes, I would suggest you could try LegalZoom to help you set it up, you know, get some tax advice if you're trying to figure out which one's best for you. So this is a way to have your business be able to take advantage of all the tax deductions that businesses can take advantage of in this country. As an individual, there are less tax deductions and less ways that you can take advantage of those. But as a business, you can take advantage of utilizing a home office and deducting that from your taxes. Any business expenses you can have deducted from your taxes. And the more money that you keep, that means that equals more money that you make. So the more that you can keep in your pocket and utilize towards your life or towards your business, that increases your income by that much. So really, it's really important and a big benefit to being a business owner is to take advantage of all the tax deductions and credits and things that you can get from being a business owner. So one way to reimagine success for your life in business is to go ahead and form your business appropriately and get the legal entity if you don't already have it, or switch if you have an LLC and want to maybe get an S corp. So all of these tips that I give are definitely ways to help you reimagine success for your life and for yourself. So hopefully you can utilize them to do just that. I'm going to say the crystal of the day one more time. A big business starts small. So no matter how small your business is, no matter how small that you're starting, guess what? You've started. And as you start and continue and remain consistent, your business will grow and you can flourish and gain more income to help you and your family thrive. This is Melanie Crystal, and this is the Reimagine Success Podcast. So glad that you joined in today to listen, and I hope that you have just a wonderful, wonderful day. And as always, you can check me out on social media at Melanie Crystal, and that's KRYSTLE. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.